Thank you, Mrs. King and Reverend Orange, for inviting me to speak about health care disparities today, January 16, 2006, at historic Ebenezer Church in Atlanta, Georgia, in honor and celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. Two of every five Americans will develop cancer, and two of every five will develop heart disease. But for African Americans, it is 25% higher. And African Americans have a 40% higher death rate for all cancers. If Dr. Martin Luther King were alive today, and in order to establish more equal health outcomes for all people, I am convinced that his dream would include the freedom to give truthful information about lifestyle changes with vitamins and their positive effects on health. The truth is, we can lessen the burden of disease and suffering without all the pharmaceutical drugs. The truth is, vitamins can prevent and treat diseases, but we can't tell our patients this because the FDA prohibits our freedom of speech. So please have your congressman support H.R. 4282, the Health Freedom Protection Act, and log on to stopfdacensorship.org to send a letter to Congress. The truth is, studies involving hundreds of thousands of patients conclude that vitamins and other nutrients reduce the risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and many other illnesses. Vitamins can even increase our children's IQs. The truth is, saw palmetto can improve symptoms of prostate enlargement. African Americans have a 60% higher rate of prostate cancer and a 225% higher rate of death from it. But we are not permitted to give this vital information to our patients because the FDA prohibits our freedom of speech. The truth is, only 10% of cancer and heart disease cases are linked to genetics. Nutrition accounts for 60% of women's cancers, 40% of men's cancers, and 75% of all heart disease. The truth is, we can prevent cancer, and we can prevent heart disease. And we can improve and extend the lives of patients who have these diseases when people follow our simple 10-point lifestyle plan and take vitamins. The problem is, we can't tell our patients what vitamins to take because of the FDA. So please have your congressman support 4282, the Health Freedom Protection Act, and log on to stopfdacensorship.org to send a letter to Congress. We must never underestimate the power of our opponents. They are well entrenched and well connected and have deep, deep pockets. And we must never give up the fight because the stakes couldn't be higher. The stakes are the quality and extent of life itself. Now's the time to let freedom ring by telling our patients the truth. Now's the time for all of us to stop FDA censorship. Have your congressman support H.R. 4282, the Health Freedom Protection Act, and log on to stopfdacensorship.org to send the Congress letters. We can make a difference. You can make a difference. God bless you all, and God bless America. Thank you.